Hey guys, I'm making this because that thing got a lot longer than I was intending, so maybe you'll enjoy hearing and learning about it a bit more if it comes directly from my voice. While this is a description of something I'm working on, I still recommend you not listen to this while driving, just because for some of you, my voice and tone alone can be a bit hypnotic. Now, first, actually, I want to thank you guys. Like, everything has been going amazing, and that's because of you and your support. And I'm able to do so much with my life now that really makes me feel satisfied and happy. And holy shit, I have over 500 patrons now. Like, it's really awesome that that many people find value in my work. My subreddit is almost at 5,000, so it's just a really empowering feeling. It's an exciting thing for me. But on to what I came here to talk about. I'm working on a wiki. I've been working on it for a bit here and there, but once I finish some other projects, I'm really going to be going hard on creating it. Because I have so many files that even I can't keep track of them, and I want there to be an easy way to find them and to find what you want, and when someone new comes in, for them to find what they want. So it's going to be a couple months before I really go at it in earnest, but this is just a bit of an update to let you guys know what I have planned and in mind. I'm thinking there will be both an advanced and a basic search, so people that really just care about, is it for men, is it for women, is it for trans, is it hypnosis, is it not hypnosis, is it rape, is it consensual, just, you know, some basic things, they can just go right to finding those lists of files. But there's also going to be a more advanced search, and you can kind of see where I'm going with it on some spreadsheets I have linked and a PDF I made. It's a work in progress, and thoughts and additions are welcomed. I can't think of a good name for some of the categories, and I'm still working on what goes in which categories. So if you guys have thoughts on that, I'd love to hear it. I'm going to be doing fetish and descriptive tags on the other side of what you see on the PDF. I'm going to categorize them so that things like feet or latex or hand job will go into a fetish category and be the more important tags that you really see. But also there's going to be a place for descriptive tags, since a lot of times those are things that you don't want to read the whole description to see if you might be interested in a file. So a descriptive tag like come with me or something can be really pique your interest. When hovered over, I plan on there being a description of the tags, if it isn't really obvious, such as, you know, C4H, condition for her. It means this file is commands for you to obey a lover in your life. So if you're unsure with what something means, you'll be able to easily find it. Now, this way you can choose a tag from the right, and then you can go into the left and zone in on what you're looking for, as general or as specific as you want. So if you're looking for like a short audio or a long audio or a medium audio, it's going to really help you refine that. A big thing is I want to categorize hypnosis files into several categories, because there's a lot of hypnosis files that work really well on one type of person, but not at all on another. And there's a lot of people that fall into one of two camps on what they're looking for from hypnosis. While a lot of people get pleasure from it, a lot of people are really more into the mind fuck. They're into the snaps and the triggers and there's the other side that's more into like sexual scenes and scenarios and really want me to be descriptive. And a lot of times the hypnosis is not so much the focal point for them. They want the hypnosis because it puts them into a place where they can experience what I'm talking about. You can experience my story or the world I'm creating for you. And hypno is just a means to an end to get you there. Whereas for other people, hypno is the end. And while a lot of people enjoy both, there's also a lot of people that only really like one or the other and might get frustrated if they're constantly picking the wrong one. So I'm hoping to clarify that a bit in my search. And also, you know, things like a recursive or a visual or more relaxing induction, just so people can really find what they want. It's also going to help me a lot, as it's going to make me go through all of my triggers, some of which I have to admit I've forgotten, because there's just so many. And it's going to be a really good reference guide for me personally to make files based off of other files that I've made in the past. So, yeah. I'm still working on really describing properly the differences in hypno, so working on that. I've been using the word pure for the one type lately, like mind play. I mean, not mind play, as in mine, or my sweet boy, or bondage when it comes out is going to still follow that, where the hypnosis and the brainwashing and the conditioning you is really what it's all about. There might be an orgasm in there somewhere, but that's just a icing on the cake. It's really about getting into your head. I'm also going to make it easier for you to find files that are more vanilla or just tiny bit femdom or hardcore, you're my fucking slave. And I guess the occasional F-sub one, but there's not so much of those. If you guys are looking at the PDF or the spreadsheet and you see something I'm missing, I'm not done them yet. I'm still working on them. But if you can think of better names for it, feel free to reply to this post and say that. Just don't be offended. If I don't like something, I'll probably just ignore it. I have a tendency to want to do things my way. And since this is going to be mine, it will be my way. But things that help it are really appreciated. I want there to be an option for things like if you click the tag once, it means yes, this file must have it. If you click it twice, no, don't allow that in this file. Or if you leave it alone, it just means it doesn't really matter either which way. And whatever tags you've clicked, whatever files fall within that criteria, they'll pop up under the search. That'll lead you to pages for each file. And that'll change as you click more or less specifications and tags. Maybe even a button at the bottom where you make super specific tags with no results. And you just really want a file that like follows all of that. Like you want a long file that's pure hypnosis, but is all about, I don't know, I'm drawing a blank, but you know what I mean. And then maybe there's an option for you to send me a message and be like, hey, these are the tags I would really like to see a file made for. Here's the money I'm willing to put towards that happening, or something like that. But once I have a framework and a site made for these purposes, I am going to personally go through every single one of my files. It's going to take a while, but I kind of want to do it myself, just kind of reacquainting myself with everything I've made, with my triggers, and I'm going to make a page for each file, like different versions, like the Take a Chance stuff, that's all going to be on one file, like one page, and then it'll give you links to the different versions, or if there's binaurals or music or none of the above, there will also be like all the links to go to that, whether it's in my Soundgasm or my Patreon. So it'll also be really good for you guys as patrons to know which files just you get. And hopefully it'll tempt a couple people like, oh, I love this file, but I hate the binaurals. Let me go, you know, do that so I can get that and, you know, fat properly. And then I'm going to link it all up to the search function personally. On the page, you're going to find a description, intended effects. So like if it's hypno, you'll get that. Tags, length, and a few other things. If there's interesting reviews on Reddit pages for those files, I might copy some of them over just for fun. And speaking of fun, a really fun part of what I want out of my wiki is that for each file's page at the bottom, I am going to make a list of files that, based on the file you just listened to or based on the file on that page, that I personally think you'll also enjoy because they follow the same theme or they follow the same kind of pattern. Or, you know. And also, and I think this might be exciting for a lot of you little hypno sluts out there, I'm going to make little chains of files for you to listen to. So, like, this file is really good after this for this intended effect, and, like, you know, just something really fun and that I can use at a later date to be like, start this chain at this time, and, you know, just all sorts of plans. I'll be around for a while, so I should eventually be able to make all of my plans a reality. But yeah, thanks for listening. I hope you're excited by the idea. Don't get too excited. It's going to be a long time before this is anywhere near done. But once it is, it is going to be magnificent and should really help me with things like what triggers are in each file, because that's going to be on pages too, so that I can really go back and make some files that build on some earlier files. I know a lot of you are disappointed that like Slip Into Slave Mode doesn't really have a lot of follow-up file-wise, and it's going to help me with things like that. Anyways, I hope you all have a wonderful day.